We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The death of Kobe Bryant, that helicopter crash yesterday that rocked not just the sports world, but everywhere. Social media outpouring of grief yesterday. Continues today. Even here in a place like Pittsburgh, which is not really known as a basketball town, so many thoughtful things have been said in the last 24 hours, even here on our local airwaves, about Kobe Bryant. Jeff Capel was eloquent this morning. We had Rick Bell on, who coached Kobe Bryant at the McDonald's game at Civic Arena back in 1996. And our next guest is a legendary figure within the game of basketball. He grew up in Trafford. Chris, he co-founded the Dapper Dan basketball classic, which was such a staple in the local basketball landscape for a long, long time. Sonny Vaccaro joins us right now. And Sonny, many people credit you with getting Kobe Bryant to the Lakers. Is that true?
Well, I had something to do with the credit. I don't buy into. Credit goes to Jerry West for listening to people and following the trail, so to speak, guys. So I was involved with Kobe at that time. He had a very good lawyer named Arn Tellen, who was also very much involved. I was there when Kobe worked out for Jerry, and he had a couple other good players working out that day that were in the draft, were, you know, juniors or seniors in college. And the fact was, Jerry jumped out of the stands, came over to me, and said, "Stop the workout." You know, that was it. That was the start of him starting to think of, he knew he wanted Kobe. Now he had to know how to get him, because they weren't going to get him that low in the draft, and he was just a young high school kid. So, yeah, I did have something, because I got to know him, and I was there because of the shoe deal.
Sonny, how long into seeing Kobe Bryant play basketball as a high schooler, how long did it take you to realize that this guy was going to be something, not even what he became as a player, but something special, somebody who was going to have a very good NBA career?
I bet a shoe company's money and reputation on it for the second time in my life. The first was Michael Jordan with Nike, but that wasn't the biggest bet as Kobe Bryant with Adidas, and I'll tell you guys why for your audience. Nike was doing okay. We had every college team in America practically. We had all four of them in a Final Four in 1983, and that was part of my vision that Nike should get involved in basketball. They invited me to make an opinion on the 1984 draft, and I bet on Michael, and I supposedly, and through, you know, history and some other comments, that I bet my job, which wasn't a lot of money at that time, but it was to me. But Michael went to a company, and Michael put them into the greatest company in the world, but a company that was surviving. Adidas was just bought by American people I worked for, Rob Strasser and Peter Moore, at Nike. They left and bought Adidas America from the German people. It was our first venture. We had a couple of all-stars. I wasn't that deep into, you know, signing players because we didn't have any money to sign them. I ran my ABCD camp in New Jersey at that time, and that's where I saw Kobe Bryant first. But for Pittsburgh people, go back to the 1972 Dapper Dan game. Joe Bryant, his father, was the MVP. Go to the 73 game. Chubby Cox from Philadelphia was Pam's sister. Pam is being Kobe's mother. So I had a connection through the Bryant family. I hadn't seen him in 26 years. He comes to ABCD as a favor because a friend of mine, Gary Charles, knew Joe well and knew he was back from Italy. Joe asked to put Kobe in camp, and I certainly did it. I put a lot of friends of whatever into camp, especially in the early years. Camp is now over. Kobe Bryant comes running over to me and says, "Mr. Vaccaro, I want to thank you for inviting me to camp, and I want to apologize to you." And I said, first of all, Kobe made the all-junior underclassmen all-star game. He made the all-star game. Just so you know, there was eight or nine guys that made the NBA. It was a great year. Lamar Odom, Tim Thomas, I mean, there was a lot of great players. Lester Earl, at that time, was the number one high school player in America. That's who was there. Kobe never played. He wasn't even in starting a high school situation. He wasn't known from high school yet at Lower Merriam. He comes over, and he says to me, swear to God, Mr. Vaccaro, I'm coming back next year, and I'm going to be the MVP of the whole camp. That moment, now your guy's going to say, oh, Sonny, you're getting old, and I am. That happened. What it showed me then is what Michael Jordan showed me when he hit the shot against Georgetown. I never knew Michael Jordan. I only knew, I don't want to go into that BS with you guys. Okay, Kobe was such a perfectionist, and his life played out to that way until the sad ending yesterday. He always knew what he wanted, and he always believed he was the best. So you go further, there's a couple other questions on that. That's when I knew that I found my guy to be the first athlete for Adidas. We signed him to over $1 million contract. To be very honest with you, Nike, Converse, and anybody else, Adidas is still alive at that time and in their own world, but we are representing Adidas America. We were obligated to the money, but they didn't offer. I gave him $1 million, and I gave Joe $150,000, Joe being his daddy, to work for us. Everyone, we talked about that for years, so I'm not going to go into that. It was all part of Kobe's deal. Kobe Bryant made Adidas in America viable. Next year we had Tracy McGrady, then Jerome. Then we are on our way to the fatal week with LeBron James. But how good was he? He was good enough for me to bet my job twice. Second time I had more money than I did the first time. He was that person up until the minute he died, and bigger.
Sonny Vaccaro. Sorry, I just want to let people know that voice here, who is a Trafford native, who was instrumental in Kobe Bryant's early career and helped pave the way for him to get the Adidas deal. You just heard him describe that. And you bet on him. You bet your career for the second time, you said, on him, just like you did Michael Jordan, Sonny, when you were at Nike. But what convinced you that Kobe Bryant could be the guy to go high school to the NBA, which was very uncommon at the time when it was still allowed? What made you feel confident in saying, yes, he's only 17, 18 years old, he's going to be able to go on to have a great career, even though this is not your traditional path to get there?
Well, I'll tell you what. The statement made me curious. He was a week at camp. He came back the next year. He was the most valuable player at camp. Remember now the drafts after the camp and the All-Star games and all that. He was the most valuable player in the Round Ball Classic. By that time, I had moved the game under, called Magic's Round Ball Classic in Detroit. So I knew Kobe well. I moved to New York. My wife Pam and I, Adidas, sent me to New York. I lived there during his senior year. Gary and I went down to see Pam and Joe during the season. Never saw Kobe Bryant play another high school game. Just the All-Star games in the camp. I knew that he was, in my feeling, don't know anyone misinterpret what it was, but I knew this kid was brilliant. And he went to Lower Merion. I don't know if they won the state championship or not, because everyone there knows Lower Merion wasn't exactly Chester or Shenley in the golden olden days, okay? So, but I just knew that he was the guy we were going to make the bet on. And Peter Moore, who took over as president for Adidas because his partner Rob Strasser had died, a year after he bought Adidas, gave me the money. I told him what I wanted to give him. He never hesitated. We gave him our bank thing. I saw Kobe Bryant play. We actually went to his house, Gary and I. We went to watch a Villanova game. Terry Kittles was the guy that we were going to take if we couldn't get Kobe. So we went to see him, and then we stopped over and had lunch with Joe and Pam, and Kobe and his sisters weren't home. I moved to New York to get Kobe Bryant.
Wow. That's remarkable. Sonny, thank you so much. We know, your time is of the essence here, and you had such a big say in Kobe Bryant's career. So to come back on the air in Pittsburgh and tell us this story on a day like today means a lot to us. So thank you.
Thank you, and thank Pittsburgh. Tell him Centric and Pittsburgh proud. That's Sonny Vaccaro. God bless you guys, and thank you for having me on.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.